Alice and a scarecrow made their way down the yellow sign brick road. Alice had learned how to watch the scene, the horizon ahead of her, the clouds, the fields, the trees, the rivers and brooks, but not to look at the road as she walks. Don't look at the road as you walk. However, Scarecrow was stupid and he kept on looking at the road because it's made a kind of a psychedelic swirling pattern when you walked with all those yellow signs and the red bricks. And he kept on staring and falling down, walking off the path, getting lost, and they had to find each other again. But doing backtracking, walking into trees. Alice kept on telling him, don't look at the road as you walk. Don't look at the road as you walk. It doesn't do any good. He's too stupid, sadly. The fields gave way to trees as the river expanded. As they neared the river, thick clots of trees in a racetrack town. They'd been walking for 3 hours and they've been hearing this racetrack sound of apparently never-ending 24/7 races that go on here, almost like some kind of a Roman gladiatorial event. The trees were getting thick and dank. They're getting closer to the races too. Sometimes they would hear cheers or sound of cars bashing into each other from wrecks. A little bit too often to not seem like a little aggressive. So they're walking through these insect-laden trees, thick with gnarly trees, all twisted and foul and wrong-looking, and some looked kind of like apple trees, but the apple-ish fruit that hung from them was black, wrinkly, and decayed-looking. Sounds of strange birds chimed and warbled through the trees, through the woods, sometimes heard over the roaring engines of the nearby racetrack. We never close, said the sign outside it. Another sign beside the racetrack said, no munchkins allowed. Scarecrow gave a big thumbs up to that one and said, yeah, these are my kind of people.
Yeah, these are my kind of people.
Amongst the cacophony of racing and of all the racing and the symphony of different bird sounds and less identifiable sounds, there came these hideous animal roars and growls that seemed to be following them. They had a distinct feeling that something was stalking them, walking alongside them, but hidden in the trees. In fact, they definitely heard some rustles here and there. Suddenly, a massive but pudgy fat lion roared as it flung itself from the trees onto Alice, knocking her down onto the road hard, bonking her head, lifting a claw while still roaring. Scarecrow did not hesitate. He immediately began wailing on the lion's back with his stick he had found. Upon the first strike, the lion screamed and rolled over on its back with its hind legs and forelegs in the air, quivering and begging not to be hurt.
Please don't hurt me.
The lion said in a terrified panic.
You about to eat me, said Dorothy. What's your fucking problem?
I was only trying to scare you so I could feel big and strong,
moaned the lion, who was pinned down by the sharpened end of the scarecrow's stick.
You see, Dorothy, this is the reason why we have a right to bear arms,
explains Scarecrow as he pokes the lion again with the stick.
Protect us from lions and bad people.
Scarecrow wanted to kill the lion right there on the spot, but Dorothy struck up a conversation with it, and after doing that, she didn't have the nerve to kill it. In fact, they decided to allow the lion to come along with them. The lion was terrified of the woods and the entire world, and he felt that with them by his side, he would have protection, and plus, it could inspire him to be strong. Like the Scarecrow. Brave, like the Scarecrow.